الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم we will connect this ayat from the previous ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is admiring the efforts and all the good deeds of people of iman and faith. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. So in the previous ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that we will not make any work of the good deed that is going in vain, and they will not get the reward. It will never happen. La nudi'u, we will not make waste. Ajra man ahsana amala, the reward of all those people who are very good in actions. And then what they will see in the Jannah, when ultimately they will be inshallah in the paradise, in the heaven. So first of all, ulaika, all those people, they will be, for them, Jannatu Adnin. They will be in the Jannah, in the gardens, the plural of Jannah, Jannat. Adn means Eden, like eternal. These gardens will be the gardens for eternity. Their life will be the eternal life. Once they are in, they will never be out. Jannatu Adnin. Tajri min tahtihim al-anhar. Tajri means
flowing.
Min tahtihim,
beneath,
underneath of them, like wherever they will be living, in their mansions, in their houses in the Jannah, in their sitting places, in front of their homes, everywhere, what are flowing? Al-anhar. The rivers. Anhar is plural of nahar. Min tahtihim al-anhar. Yuhallawna fiha. This was a new word for some of you, right? Yuhallawna is from hilya. Hilya in Arabic, jewelry. So they will be adorned. Adorned, they will be decorated. Yuhallawna, they will be decorated with the jewelry. And what type of jewelry they should have? Min asavira min zahab. The bracelet of the gold. Min asavira min zahab. So asavir is bracelet, zahab is gold. And what is the silver in Arabic?
Fidda.
So remember these two highly precious things. Every person needs it, right? Loves it. Zahab and fidda. وَيَلْبَسُونَ siyaba. يَلْبَسُونَ, you can figure it out, it's from libas, right? So they will be wearing libas. Siyab is garments or libas. Khudran. Khudr means?
Green.
The color of the dress in the Jannah will be green. It keeps changing, but that is also one of the colors of the Jannah, that it will be green. Min sundusin wa istabraq. These are again very, very highly expensive.
From silk and brocade.
Very good. So sundus is silk, the pure silk, not synthetic of this time. Not artificial silk, pure. Sundus, very, very high quality, expensive. And istabraq is brocade. Istabraq. Muttaki'ina fiha ala araik. Muttaki'in means?
Reclining.
With all comfort. Reclining. Muttaki'ina. Fiha, in the Jannah. Ala araik. On?
Couches.
So araik is also plural of Arika. It's a couch like a king, the couch of a king. Very, very comfortable. Ni'ma al-thawab. Ni'ma al-thawab. Subhanallah. What is a reward? Now, if compare in the previous ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was mentioning the azab and punishment of those who do not believe, right?
Sa'at
al-sharab. Base a sharab. Over there Allah says, base a sharab. What a dreadful, what a bad type of drink is that. Here, ni'mat sawab. What a marvelous, what is a highly admirable reward. Sawab is reward. So, ni'ma, what good. وَحَسُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقَ. And what is the best place for living? Is in comparison of Sa'at Murtafaqa, very bad abode to live. Here, وَحَسُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقَ. Hasun, Hasuna, Hasan, beautiful,
excellent.
Excellent. Murtafaqa, a place to stay, a place to live. So these are the meanings of the words. Now, please tell me, what is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this ayah so many things about the Jannah and all these that people of this world, they take it very highly expensive. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning all those expensive things? They belong to the rich people. What is some kind of logic over here by mentioning in this ayah?
Because in the previous two ayahs says, Wasbir nafsaka ma'alladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal asi yad'una wajha wa la ta'du aynaka anhum turidu zinat al hayat dunya.
Okay.
Previous Allah, you know, when you control, you have two choices.
Say,
follow those people who seek the wajh of Allah, do not follow the other people who seek the glory of this world. So the reward of the following the glory of the afterworld is the reward.
Yes.
That is why I explained.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah. Or any other brother?
It's the way of the Quran, like he talks about the punishment and he talks also about the reward. So give
them rewards, to show them something that they know, like gold and rivers and all these good stuff, and they can relate to it because they know what it is, they know gold. But what is the reason specifically in this ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned these type of things, bracelet of the gold and sundus is, you know, silk and brocade?
Highly priced at that time.
Everyone is getting very closer, very closer.
Because he said he will not reduce their reward, right?
Yes.
Also, it's not permitted
in this dunya. Okay. Mashallah. All these answers are very good and very close to that. Just one thing that keep in mind, what was the objection of the rich people, those who wanted to come to the Prophet ﷺ, and they put a condition.
You don't want them to be around.
Right. Yes. They thought that we are the elite class of the society. We are the people of all the gold and all the riches and all the wealth. We are wealthy people. We do not want to sit with the poor people, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that in the Jannah, all these valuable, highly precious, highly expensive things will be given to the same people that you are not giving them, or you do not want to give them a respect today because they are poor. But you are not appreciating the value of their iman and their faith and their hard work for Islam, for the deen. Inshallah, because of the all the virtues of these, they will get everything that you are, as the people of dunya, taking is the highly expensive things. They will get everything in the Jannah. So that was the reason, in the comparison, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned all that. And secondly, the mentioning of this gold and silk and everything, we cannot understand the actual, you know, the reality of the things of the Jannah, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings something that is closer to our own understanding. Otherwise, all the ni'mat in the Jannah, they are among the mutashabihat, allegorically, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning, but we cannot understand complete reality and actuality of those things. so it's mentioning very closer. Otherwise, it will be way more than that we can understand about this gold or silk or anything. Okay. So, this is the style of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best understanding of the Quran. Mm-hmm. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us all among those people who will be bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Jannah with all these variety of His favors and blessings and ni'mat. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khair khalqi Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya.